Hi, this is Lauren from Discovery Church. Thanks for taking time to listen to this week's podcast. We hope that you find value and that is very impactful to your life today. Have a great one. Good day, Discovery Church. Welcome to Church Online. My name is Pastor Lauren, and along with my incredible wife, Pastor Shawnee, we lead Discovery Church. And what an exciting season we are in as we are planning relaunch for in-person worship gatherings in September. And we are currently in a series called Summer with Friends, where we're asking some of our friends, Pastor Shawnee's and our friends, from right across Canada to share what's on their heart for their church, for our church, and for the Church of Canada. And today we have Pastor Shane Johnson from Resonate Church in Coquitlam, BC, somebody that's impacted my life, and I can't wait for you to be impacted by the word that he's going to bring today.
Well, what is up, Discovery Church? It's so great to be with you today on this Sunday in the middle of the summer. And my goodness, I just want to take a moment and shout out your pastors. I'm so thankful for Pastor Lauren and Pastor Shawnee. They are great friends of ours. And hey, if I've not even met you before, I know I've been at Discovery before, at least online. My name is Shane, and along with my wife, Rachel, we pastor and lead Resonate Church here in just outside Vancouver, BC. And Lauren and Shawnee are great friends of ours. We thank God for them. And even just watching how they have moved in the midst of a pandemic and all that we've been through, how they have grown their leadership. And as we run with them and other pastors in Canada, it's just honestly our honor to be running shoulder to shoulder in the nation together. Different churches, different houses, but one vision, one passion. And that's, of course, to love Jesus and to build Jesus' church right here in Canada. So I'm so thankful for your pastors, and I'm thankful for what God is doing in your lives, even in this church online reality. This church online thing is crazy, and it's crazy in our house. We've been doing it 15 months. Even still, 90% of our church right now is still online, even though we've got some small gatherings that have resumed back up. But so I'm back in the room, but just a few weeks ago when we were still worshiping at home as a family on Sundays, we were in the middle of the message. I was preaching. I was watching the message. My son got up and he went to our kitchen and he opened up the fridge. Now, our little guy is 2 years old. And so just picture this guy. He's just now learned how to open the fridge. He goes over there. He opens it up and he doesn't just look in it or close the door. He actually gets a chair and climbs up now inside the refrigerator. I'd never seen this before. And so I don't want to leave the message. And you've been there, right? You're trying to figure it out and there's distractions. Maybe you got kids or dog running around. It's different at home. So now I got to get up and I got to go get him out of the fridge. I walk over to Wyland and I look at him and I say, "Hey son, what are you doing?" And it's amazing. He takes his finger like this and he points back to our living room and he says, "Go to church." And I didn't know whether to be mad at my son for talking back to me or to laugh because he thinks that church is just something that happens in our living room. Come on, it's a crazy season, which is why we got to celebrate what God's doing in you. The Freedom Small Groups that you guys have been running in this past season for some of your leaders. I've heard testimonies from Pastor Lauren and Pastor Shawnee about how God is moving in the heart of your leaders, putting in the core of your DNA some new vision and values for where God is leading you as a church and anchoring what's always been there. I'm so thankful that Pastor Lauren and Shawnee stepped out with this call to build your life. That was their desire. It is their desires to build your life, to see gold in you that you did not know existed inside of you. And I believe in the coming years as you journey together, come on, God's got so much more for you. And we are excited to be on that journey and cheering you on all the way. So here's where we're going today in this message. I want to talk about comfort. It's a moment that we're in. I mean, the price of all the comfy, cozy stuff has gone up in this season. Have you noticed this? The price of dogs has gone up in the season. And count us in amongst those who are thinking like we should get a dog in this. We're not just thinking we should buy a dog. We're thinking we should breed dogs because of the cost of dogs has gone up so much. The price of all the cozy stuff has gone up. And the reason is that as a culture and even in the church, there's this thing that happens to us in a trial that says, I just need some comfort. And so I want to preach on this word comfort. Let's go, of course, first to the Bible, to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. And we read our key verses for today, where the Apostle Paul speaks to the church in Corinth, and he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies," and he wants them to identify this aspect of God, the God of all comfort. And watch how many times he speaks of the comfort of God, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Did you get all those comforts in today? So here's my question for you, Discovery Church. Does God want you to be comfortable? Does God want you to be comfortable? And it's a very difficult question to answer because there's this part of you that says, well, yeah, look at what we just read. And there's this name of the Holy Spirit, that he's a paraclete, like he's our comforter. And so maybe you've been around church long enough to hear those things and you're like, yes, obviously God wants me to be comfortable. But there's this other part of you, and maybe you've been journeying in the Bible and you know the stories about Daniel in the lion's den. He's following hard after God and he finds himself in the middle of a lion's den. So then there's this part of you that questions, well, maybe comfort isn't the final answer. And the reason it's hard to know if God wants you to be comfortable is that there's actually two different types of comfort, one that we're called out of, the other that we're called to receive. Let me try and illustrate this today with a story. So when I was just 12 years old, I got asked by the youth pastor at my church to be the bass player on this traveling worship group that we would go to different churches. And I was far too young for this, but apparently they were really in dire need for bass players, that they would go to me. You had to be 13 to go to youth, and I was 12, and I was going to get to travel with this band. My first opportunity to play with them was at a church in Ottawa. And we were going to go play on the main street in Ottawa, and be inviting people out to come to a concert, a worship concert that we were going to do at the church on this Friday night. So there we are. We set up on the main street, and the crowd starts to gather. It's maybe 30, 40 people, and then more start to gather, 50, 60 people, as they look at us getting our music equipment set up. And we're about to go into the first song, and the band counts in the first song, and away we go. It was some old school Christian rock. It was Rust Haff's Wheels of Change. I don't even know how I remember that, but that's what we're playing on the street. Don't Google it. It's old school. Just look up some Elevation music. You're good. So there we are. I'm playing on the streets of Ottawa, and I didn't play a single note right. I was so far outside my comfort zone that my brain just froze. I couldn't think of even how to play my guitar anymore. It's like I'd never tried before. I start sliding around. If you know bass guitar, you're only trying to play one note at a time. I'm not like the guitar player playing six notes at a time. I'm just the guy trying to find one, and I can't even find it. I'm just sliding around everywhere trying to figure it out. Band's looking at me like, what's going on? You ever been so far outside your comfort zone where everything just sort of freezes up? I got to the end of the song. Put down my guitar on the stand. I went running down the street. I found a storefront, ducked in, sat down, curled up in the fetal position, and actually just cried. You can say, ah, it's a tender moment. There I am thinking, I'm never going to play music again. I'm done. I want out. Take me back to my comfort zone. My sister comes running after me. She was one of the singers. She finds me in the storefront. She puts her arm around me. And as I'm saying, I'm never going to play music again, she says, hey, let's get back up. We're going to go back and I'm going to go with you. And I tell that story to illustrate the two different kinds of comfort, the kind that you're called out of and the kind that God wants to bring to you. You see, you and I are called up out of our comfort zone. We are not called to live within the comfort zone. We're not called to just live with this expansion of comfort. No, we're actually called out of our comfort zone. But did you notice the second kind of comfort in this story? It came when my sister showed up beside me, put her arm around me and said, I'm here with you. We're going to get back up. I'll go with you. You got this. It's the kind of comfort that we are called to receive, that arm around us from God our Father. The comfort of the Holy Spirit. And this matters so much. It's very important that we notice the difference between these two types of comfort, because here we are as a church, a place of comfort. In the days and weeks ahead, even right now, you are called to be comfort to the city of Edmonton. You're called to reach out and embrace those who are still dealing with this tsunami of grief and loss. And everyone thinks it's going to go away so quick, but it's still alive in their hearts. And you are a house of comfort. And you can bring comfort, and God has put that calling on you. And at the same time, you're called out of your comfort zone. It's going to be challenging. It's going to take an all-in effort. There's going to be days it's tough and it's difficult. And you're like, I wish I could just go back to my comfort zone. And God's saying, hey, come on, let's get up. Stay outside of our comfort zone. And so I want to talk today. I want to begin really in coming out of this verse and really press into this idea, first of all, that we have in Canada, even in Edmonton, a love of comfort. Have you noticed this? Even like you're Albertans, and I know that you are a tough, strong. I mean, like when I think about Canada and I think about Alberta, I'm like, man, that's where the tough is. That's where the trucks are. That's where, like, that's my picture. I apologize if I'm wrong about Edmonton, but that's my own sort of never lived there view of what Edmonton really looks like and feels like. But I have been there enough to know that even in Edmonton, you got White Ave, and I've walked up and down White Ave and with some friends and noticed like every other store is a coffee shop. So even though you think you're all tough and strong, and we do this, we think we're Canadians, we're hardy, we got the winters, we're strong, even still, there's a coffee shop every two stores. Why? Because we love comfort. In my own life, recently it was my wife's birthday. Rachel, I was like, I want to do something special for her. And so I planned a whole bunch of stuff, but one of the things I did is I went to get her some clothes. And so I walk into this store and I said, it's my wife's birthday and I need you to point me in the direction of like, what's it right now? What's the trend? What would just look so fly on her right now? And so I'm in this store and the woman points me in the direction of jumpsuits. The fashion choice of kids from grades 1 to 5 everywhere, matching tops and bottoms. Like, I thought jumpsuits were done when I hit grade 6. And here they are telling me that the number one in-style fashion hit choice of the moment is jumpsuits. And listen, I bought her the jumpsuit. She looks great. And it's like, you can have the jumpsuit. You can buy yourself something comfortable. I wanted to point that out to show us our love of comfort so I could ask you the question today. When you come to the intersection of comfort and God's call for your life, which path do you choose? So let's do a heart check. Where are we at right now? When I consider my world and what matters to me right now, am I living to enlarge my comfort? Or am I being called up out of my comfort zone again and again for the purposes of being able to be comfort and receive comfort in the ways that God has intended? Come on, Discovery Church. Are you with me today? So we've got this love of comfort. Well, if comfort expansion is not the number one goal of our lives, then what are we actually called to? And we're called out of comfort to something much better, and that is blessing. Let me give you this equation, the way I really see it in the kingdom of God. It's this. It's 100 minus 50 times 50 equals 2,500. You didn't think you were going to have to get some math at church today. Listen, I put the brackets around the 100 minus 50. You go back to like grade whatever where you learned how do you, you know, what part of the equation do you do first? And listen, you don't need to know the math. Here's the point. Often in our lives of following Jesus, the first thing that we come to is the 100 minus 50. Did you notice that? It started with subtraction. And the world tells us, don't endure any level of subtraction. Stay on 100. Stop in the middle of God's equation for your life. Don't give up anything for the call of God. Stay where you are. If you've got 100, stick on 100 and try and grow it from there. But often when it comes to the kingdom of God, it's 100 first, minus 50 next, then times 50 to get to something greater. That's the blessing of God. And we see this equation all throughout Scripture. We see it in Matthew's gospel when Jesus says, hey, whoever wants to be my disciple must do 3 things. Deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And in essence, what Jesus is saying is, you can have comfort or you can follow me. There's other times in Scripture where we see this equation. We see it in Matthew 6:33, where Jesus again says, above all, constantly seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. So the inference being, you're going to give up some things. But watch this as you go on in the equation. It says, then all these less important things will be given to you, how? Abundantly. That's the multiplication. You see it? The start of the equation so often is God calling us out of the comfort we're in. Can I ask you today, Discovery Church, it's been this season where so much has been pulled away and so much has been removed from our lives. And so we get to this place where we actually think, I just need some more comfort. But I just want to remind us today with all the love in my heart that part of the journey of following Jesus is this seasons where it feels like something is taken away, but God is leading you towards something greater, and that's blessing. Come on, Hebrews 11. I love this one. It's this great hall of faith. All the heroes and giants of faith are there. You got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Rahab is in there. Gideon's in there. David's in there. Samuel's in there. They're all in there. And as you go through the chapter, you can celebrate all the great things God did. But then you get to verse 37, and I don't know if I've ever heard verse 37 preached, but I'm going to try it today. And it says this. Are you ready? They lost everything they possessed. And then when you go on in verse 38, it talks about the kind of homes that they lived in. And it said they wandered the earth living in, watch this, four types of homes: desert wilderness, in caves, on barren mountains, and in holes in the earth. And so we read that and we see, okay, along the way towards God's blessing, towards the multiplication, towards that great life of faith where we see victory on victory on victory, there will be times and seasons where we're called up out of our comfort zone. And it might feel like you're in a hole. It might feel like you're in a barren wasteland. It might feel like you're stuck on a mountain somewhere. But just know that on the journey towards blessing, sometimes God calls us on up out of some comfort. But it's to get you somewhere better. It's to bring you into blessing. A little bit more of my story. When I started out my career, I had gone to business school and would eventually become a chartered accountant or a CPA now. And so I was working in business. And my wife, Rachel, and I, we were enjoying our life. And we were doing pretty well financially. And just kind of felt like things were good. But God kept calling us on up out of that place. Like, I was to go and leave my job for 2 years and volunteer full-time at our church. And so I went for lunch with two other Christian CPAs that I knew very well. And I just wanted to process with them. Like, hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. And I remember we were sitting at a sushi restaurant in Langley, British Columbia. I still can picture it pretty well, just sitting there across the table from them. And they looked at me and they said, don't do it. They said, you would be committing career suicide because if you leave the industry now, you'll never get back the promotions that you got passed over for. And you'll never get back the lost income. You've got to walk out the journey in this way. Don't ever subtract 50 from 100. You got to stay on 100 and try to keep growing from there. What they didn't realize was that God had called me up out of my comfort zone to something greater and to something different. And I'm standing here today, I believe, as living proof that blessing after subtraction is always better. It's always better. There was a season for Rachel and I, 6 years, where we endured infertility. And the doctor said, we're pretty sure that you're never going to be able to have kids. It was this season of subtraction. It was the season with many tears. And I'm standing here today as the proud dad of three miracle babies. Maybe you're in the season and it feels like subtraction. And you can't see blessing and you can't see ahead. Come on, don't stop in the middle of God's equation for your life. Don't stop short because you haven't seen the blessing yet. Come on, Jesus said it himself. If you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the less important things are eventually going to be added to you abundantly. So we see how easy it is for us to fall in love with comfort. But then we see from Scripture this beautiful picture that as we stay in God's equation for our life, he always leads us out of comfort but into something better, and that's blessing. And so here's where I want to land the plane today. Because there's the kind of comfort we were called up out of, but there's the kind of comfort that God wants to bring to you today. It's the kind of comfort we started out reading about, and I want to loop back to those words one more time where Paul said that our God is the God of all comfort, and he's going to comfort you in all your affliction, and so that you're going to be able to comfort those in any affliction with the comfort that you yourself have been comforted by God. And today, can I just pastor you for a moment? Can I just come alongside you? And even in this online church, through a lens reality, can I just put an arm around you and say, come on, God's right there with you. We were praying for you long before you showed up. Maybe today you showed up to church and this is your first time. And you showed up today because you just know you needed something more. You needed comfort in the midst of the chaos. You needed to be brought close in the midst of affliction. You needed the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And thank God that's who He is. He calls you out of the comfort zone, but He calls you into His comfort and the embrace of the Holy Spirit. Why? Did you see it? Why? So that we can be a house that brings comfort. So that when someone comes to all the summer events that you're going to be doing, Discovery Church, when that neighbor across the street, when they see what you're doing in the park and they come over and they're in the middle of all the pain and all that they've been through, so that you'll be the house that's able to not just be there for you, but there for them. So that you'll be the one that's able to look at them and say, I'm sorry for all that you've had to go through. And I'm so thankful that you're standing here today. My goodness, I'm so amazed that you're still so resilient and so strong. You just speak blessing and you speak comfort. Why? Because God showed up in the midst of your discomfort, wrapped His arms around you and said, I got you. I got you. So Discovery Church, does God want you to be comfortable? Well, the answer is yes and no. The no part is, let's get on up out of our comfort zone. Come on, let's not live for the comfort expansion. The yes part is the embrace of the Holy Spirit right there where you are today. And so right now, in Jesus' name, I pray over this precious church and every single person watching this message right now. And in the name of Jesus, I pray the Holy Spirit's comfort. God, welling up in my heart today is just this great faith, believing that you are moving in every room. God, you are going to multiply comfort through Discovery Church. I thank you, God, for what's ahead. I thank you for what's yet to come. I thank you, God, that as we step out together on mission, God, you're going to take us into blessing. So we join hearts together today. We thank you for the mission that you've put us on, for the moment that we're able to live in and be light to this world. God, continue to lead us in your love. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Pastor Shane, for such a powerful, impactful, challenging word today. It's not about our comfort. We're so thankful for you and Pastor Rachel in our lives. If you're watching today and you want to make a decision, or you made a decision sometime throughout our service, give your life to Christ, I encourage you, would you click the raise hand button in the comments section and let us know it's time to get outside of your comfort zone. Discovery Church, this Saturday coming up, July 10th, we're having a serve day, but there's also opportunities of service areas that are not just happening on July 10th. So sign up, be a part of impacting our city and the lives of those around us. We want to hang out July 10th. And then July 18th, we have our next park hangout. Discovery Church, can't wait to see you once again. Have an amazing week. We love you. We're praying for you. And we're so stoked as God continues to bring us out of our comfort zone. Have an amazing